At Council's Tuesday night meeting, in the midst of yet another heat wave this summer, Councillor Connie Glenn brought forward a motion for city staff to begin work on an enhanced community heat response plan. While a response plan was completed by staff earlier this summer and the new maximum temperature bylaw for rental units with air conditioning passed in the same meeting, Councillor Connie Glenn states in her motion that Kingston must go further to mitigate the effects of hot weather.
We're all literally feeling the heat right now, in all seriousness. We're seeing the impact on the community. This is a hot, extraordinarily dry summer. We're in the midst of a drought. Everybody I am talking to is feeling it one way or another. This is about moving that envelope a little bit further. The projections for how many heat days we're going to get are a scientific educated guess to some degree. We don't know how much more this is going to accelerate or not. But if we don't plan for it, then we're not able to respond. And so really this is about continuing that planning.
Some additional stipulations not included in the previous plan now call for the establishment of an interagency extreme weather committee and the installation of heat mitigating infrastructure, like shade sails. The new plan must also include a review of cooling centers throughout the city and ways to encourage landlords to develop hot weather plans, including the designation of an air-conditioned common room as a cooling space within their buildings. A new plan would also outline a pilot outreach program in partnership with local organizations to go door-to-door in areas with vulnerable populations to check on residents, provide information on available services, and collect data. City staff would also be directed to work with partnering agencies to collect data on water needs during extreme heat events and to ensure those needs are met, exploring options such as water stations, refill taps, and delivery support. The conversation around the horseshoe mostly revolved around what the city currently has jurisdiction over and how other parties mentioned in the motion will be expected to participate, especially landlords. Councillor Gary Osteroff spoke to this issue after staff clarified that the motion cannot demand mandatory action from landlords on this front.
We did receive a letter from the Kingston Rental Properties owners. I think what they're saying is that there's going to be many older buildings with technical limitations. And so, and if it was mandatory, it would be potentially exorbitant costs. So,
while many pieces of this motion will need to be explored by staff to see what action could be taken, Glenn hopes this will be a start in preparing the community for rising temperatures.
Just to be clear, this is about continued outreach and education, as well as some concrete actions. So it was written purposefully to move the envelope as far as possible. But it was also left open because we get told repeatedly not to get into operations. This gives staff some direction, but they can now work through that process of consulting and figuring out what else can be done. And that's going to take time and effort. You know, by voting for this, what we do is we give them the mandate to go ahead and continue this good work. And we're also letting the community know that we are hearing their concerns. We are aware that people are suffering, and we don't want to see that continue.
With the motion passing unanimously, city staff will bring forward an enhanced community heat response plan to the Environment, Infrastructure, and Transportation's Policy Committee by the end of Q1 2026. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.